The birth rate for American women has hit a record low, 1.62 births per woman, according to new data from the CDC. It's not a new trend. Birth rates in this country have been falling for a decade, as have those for other large democracies and rich countries. Let's talk about why and what the implications are with demographer Allison Gemmell. She's professor of population, family, and reproductive health at Johns Hopkins University. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
This is the lowest birth rate since U.S. officials started measuring it in the 1930s. We often hear about American women having more career options and delaying children. Is that part of what's going on?
Yeah, I think that's still part of the story. But I think what I'm a little concerned about with recent trends and the way that things are going with the U.S. economy is that maybe economic concerns are going to be preventing some of those people who might have been delaying from delaying even further. We know that once people delay until their late 30s, they may run into trouble getting pregnant or having an additional child. So the jury's still out, but that might be part of the story now too, unfortunately.
Things like, you know, I can't afford a house, I can't afford childcare, I have student loans, all of those economic questions.
Definitely. We see those rise to the surface time and time again. Yeah, and you know, I read the comment section of different news articles, and I see so many people cite those concerns. I mean, we have some data on this, but I think, you know, we need a little bit more information from the research world about this. But definitely, I think those economic concerns are front and center right now.
As far as the data we do have, who is having fewer babies? Is it white collar or blue collar women, younger, older? Are there demographic slices to pay attention to?
Yeah, I think the big story is the story of age. It's really younger women that are not having kids in the way that they did maybe 20, 30 years ago. We know that teen pregnancy or teen birth has been falling for quite some time, and now we're seeing that people in their early 20s aren't having as many kids as they used to. So the biggest one is going to be age here. And then in terms of other demographic groups, it seems like just in general, there's just lower fertility or lower birth rates in a lot of other demographic groups across the board. And again, it's probably because of all those concerns. And then the people that can afford to have kids might be those, you know, with those stable jobs, have their ducks in a row. So that's probably where we're going to see people having kids the most.
So the implications here, what happens if we have fewer young people working, paying taxes into the system relative to the growing number of retirees from, say, the baby boom generation?
That's the central concern for many people right now. So what can happen is something called population aging, where you just have a growing aging population that you need to support with programs like Social Security. There's lots of different solutions potentially on the board on how to solve this. Not everybody's going to be happy with every solution. Immigration is one, for example, or raising the retirement age. But it's just really hard to get people to have births when, you know, there's a lot of these concerns right now. So it's not an easy thing to solve, unfortunately.
What are we seeing? The United States is not the only country facing these demographics. What are we learning about what it means for seniors in the U.S. and other countries in general? Are many of them having to retire later? Or, you know, I've read about Japan, that since there aren't enough young people to take care of some of them, they're relying on machines and robots for some of their services.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to be kind of innovative in the way that we think about supporting older people. But I'm actually optimistic that we're going to come up with some really interesting innovations, hopefully, to do that. We'll learn from other countries. Other countries are much further ahead in this kind of transition to an aging population. So that's some good news on the horizon. But I think, you know, we're just going to have to put our heads together and figure out, you know, again, innovative solutions to this problem.
Have any countries been able to turn this trend around, somehow encourage more women to have more babies? Does it work?
Not usually. We've seen, you know, countries give out cash to families. We've seen childcare subsidies. And a lot of this research is kind of mixed. So it doesn't seem like there's a one-size-fits-all solution. That said, we do think that providing more support to people, you know, when they're in this important life stage of having kids, probably will pay off in the long run. So we want to make sure that people feel like they are secure, that they have, you know, resources to support having kids. Maybe that means, you know, paid family leave, subsidizing childcare. But again, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of solution.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, before we let you go, when you saw this number come out, how did you react? Surprise? No surprise?
Oh, not surprised at all. This is just continuing this longer-term trend of declining birth rates in the country. I'm not sure when it will reverse. I think we're going to see this for some years to come.
Allison Gemmel is demographer with Johns Hopkins. Professor, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.